All right. Okay, so welcome everybody to the TLD Ops Standing Committee meeting at ICANN 55. I'm Christian Hesselman. I'm with .NL, the registry for the Netherlands, and the registry operator, the SIDN. Perhaps we should do a quick round of who's at the table, because I think there's a few new faces here. So maybe you could start, Ali.
Thank you. I'm Ali Haji from Comoros for .KM.
Habib Rashid Ntaigia from .EZ.
Safi Fabel from the GSC team, serving the Asia, Oceania region.
Jarong, Vice President for Asia, serving the Asia region.
Hi, I'm Joyce, helping Jarong in Asia on the GSE.
And I'm Warren Kamari, the ESSEC liaison.
Jacques Latour with .CA.
Okay, great. Thank you, everybody. So do we also have the person online who was going to join?
Hi, this is David McCauley.
Oh, hi, David.
I'm representing .cc.
Okay, cool. Thank you. David, we have a couple of slides up here, but they were not distributed before. I did not distribute them before the group meeting, so you might be a little bit in the blind there every now and then.
Well, thank you, but I'll stop.
Okay. Thanks. All right, so the agenda, put it on the screen. Opening welcome, that's basically this part of the meeting. I propose we first go through the action points that we have, then address TLD ops status and operational issues. I think this is something that we can address together with Kim and perhaps also the ICANN vice presidents. Then discuss a process for updating the contact information. Agenda item number 5 is to discuss an example of an ICANN security alert. I was hoping that John Crane would be here, but he's not at the table, unfortunately. So we'll just need to wait and see if he gets here. Then agenda item number 6 is to go through the draft slides for the CCNSO Members Day, which is going to be on the Tuesday, and finalize those slides. And I will take you guys through it. And then we have, of course, the summary for the community, as usual, and any other business. Okay? So having said that, let's first quickly go to the action points. Let me see how this works. So slide this one out of there, and slide this one, whoops. This one in there, somehow. Here we go. So the first action point is Jax to send a message on the TLD Ops mailing list telling the members that we will also use the list to share actual incident information. That was done, right?
Right.
Yeah, so we can close it. Oh, can I do that here? Yes, I can. So let's close it over here. And then we have print the leaflet of CCTLDs who have not been able to join the list yet. Have you been able to do that yet?
So we decided not to have a leaflet because the list is online on our website now. So
okay. Yep, that makes sense.
Save a tree.
Yep.
Or two.
Closing that too. An action point for me to check with the ICANN vice presidents to if they have been able to reach out to missing CCTLDs in their region. Perhaps we could discuss that during the agenda item number 3 on the status of the operational issue, status and operational issues. Check with regional organizations if they are able to help out with missing CCTLDs in their region. This is something I haven't been able to do that yet, so we'll keep that one open. And then finally, action point number 15, to add Christian and Warren as observers to the TLD ops list. And I think this was done too. So we're going to close that one. Okay. So let me try to drag this one back here. And put the agenda back on. There we go. So the next agenda item is the TLE ops status and operational issues. In terms of membership, we've been able to add a few more CCTLDs. In particular, these were, so we already had Egypt, Algeria, and Barbados. We added them, I think, just after the ICANN 54 meeting. But we recently also added Gibraltar, Moldova, and also Bosnia. So that's three European CCTLDs that I chased. I spammed them a little bit, and they, in the end, they decided to join in order to get rid of me, I think. But anyway, it worked. So from the European region, we currently only have three missing CCTLDs, so that's very good. But we'll get to that later on when we go through the stats on the in the draft slide for Tuesday. Salva, you wanted to say something?
Just on the TLD, I mean, I think I received a request from Tokelau to be, this is on the September last year, but they, I don't see them on the list.
As far as, they're not? I thought they were.
TK.
Just .tk, right?
Yeah. I could probably resend that email that they sent me.
Okay. I was under the impression that they were on the list, but okay. So are you going to contact them to... Or should I do something?
I got the email trails, and it was also acknowledged by Kim that it was under, that it was going to be processed, but now that I'm looking through the list, it's not there.
Okay. Could you check that, Kim? Okay, thank you. Thank you, Salve, for that update. Yeah, so we'll go through the statistics of the number of members that we currently have when we go through the slides for Tuesday. But I was wondering perhaps what that maybe also the regional ICANN vice presidents could say a few words on perhaps their experience or their the feedback they got from their, the members in the CCTLDs in their region on the TLD ops list.
Savi here. So when we started this initiative to share with them that they needed to also join this TLD Ops mailing list, another feedback was that, oh, what's this for? We already have members of the CCNSO, and couldn't they just extract this from the CCNSO list? So, I mean, after a few more iterations of email, they got it. And some of them who had the time, they did subscribe. But I think there should be another iteration from our part maybe to get back to them. But last year I did circulate to every CCTLD, 26 in my region. So I've seen that there are number of them that have joined, but yes, there's a little bit more work from, especially from the Oceania, to join the small ones.
Yeah, it's mostly the Asia-Pacific region and also the African region, where we're missing most of the CCTLDs. Yeah. So did you get any feedback on the new leaflet that we produced and sent out?
Not yet. I think many of them have just received it. I'm not sure what, whether they will react to it or want to actually go ahead and do subscription.
Mm. Okay.
I'll try another sweep of that this week.
Yeah, that would be great.
Had this meeting, and I'll say, you know, we want to reemphasize that you join. And
Okay. Maybe you can also stress that we're also using the list for sharing security alerts, so that at least that's our goal to create more value for the subscribers. So if you could perhaps stress that, then maybe they're more inclined to join. And that also that this is a technical list, a technical incident response list, and therefore the CCNSO list or lists are not really applicable here, I think.
Yes, I think one of the things that the small CCs in the Pacific, they see, they kind of take a backward step where they see who's already leading or who's already in the list. So now that we have a big list of CCs that are there now, so I think they will be inclined to now join.
Okay, great. Yeah, that would be awesome. Okay, great. Thank you, Salve. All right. Any other statements from the, maybe from the Asian region?
Yeah, this is Jerome speaking. I'll just, I echo some of the feedback that Salve has got. One challenge I had was when we sent out the emails asking CCTLDs to join, was that they would give us a holding reply and say, yes, we will join. And then after that, whether they do, it's relatively hard for us to follow up because we can't get the feedback directly. So we have to go back to check it. But that's fine. So we'll also use the leaflet. I'll leverage on that as an opportunity to go another round.
Yep.
So we'll see how we can get feedback from there. So I'll take that as an action item.
And we also restructured the site a little bit, at least Kim did that, so that it now also contains the list of folks who have subscribed and those who are still missing. So perhaps that also creates a little bit of an incentive.
Good. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so welcome, John. John Green just joined, for the record. No worries. It's hard to find.
I've been here 3 days.
You're still lost, huh?
Every room. It's my first actual meeting, and it's a room I haven't found.
Yes, Abibu, please.
Abibu from .cc. I saw the communication to vice presidents, and the vice president for Africa, Pierre Dangino, communicated the matter to FTLD, the regional organization for top-level domains. And, well, I started with himself because for Benin, they are not the members, but lucky enough, during the DNS forum, I met with one person from Benin Registry, and I will discuss during the week and have them to join. But again, even within the FTLD, not all the members are active, so it becomes difficult even to convince them, but I will keep on trying. This has been the case even for FTLD activities. I'm the treasurer with the FTLD, but it's quite difficult to communicate with the OCCs in Africa. You keep on sending emails, but no responses. So it is even difficult as well, even for them, to join the TLD ops. Yeah. But we'll keep on continuing.
I think it's... Got that. I'll repeat that. So I was saying that we now have a critical mass with 60% of all CCTLDs on the list. So I'm hoping that we'll also draw others to join. Thank you for that update, Abibu, and for your work in that regard. Okay, so I think that closes basically the agenda item number 3 on the TLD off status and operational issues. Then agenda item number 4, discuss a process for updating contact information. When I was subscribing these, I was sending an email to Kim with these for these new CCTLDs who are joining. And since we now have 144 ASCII CCTLDs, so it's 170 in total, I think, 170 CCTLDs on the list, it becomes perhaps an issue of updating the information on the list. So if people leave a company, for example, or they get a different role or whatever else. So we need to somehow have a process in place that we get this updated, or at least that we get on the checklists of these different CCTLDs so that they notify us or notify the CCNSO Secretariat of any changes to their contact information. And I was wondering if there was any ideas on how to do that.
So this is John, and I didn't say in the microphone, but this is the most hidden room in the entire complex, secret meetings. So some of the mailing lists, and this may not be the way to do it for CCTLDs, especially if they don't read the email, but some of them actually time out if you're not active. And active doesn't necessarily mean reading mailing lists. It may mean logging into sites. You know, so if you've got some way of tracking a form of activity, that's what keeps me keeping my stuff up to date on most of these mailing lists. Is even if I don't go in there every now and again, I'll suddenly get an email saying you are about to be thrown off this mailing list,
okay.
Or you're about to become inactive. So, so some mechanism around that, and it's going to depend on the technology.
Yeah.
Ops, some of the back ends that you guys are looking at, like the Ops Trust back ends and things like that, have those capabilities.
Yeah.
Don't know if it'll work, though.
Well, I think the more advanced systems are... But I think, John, that the more advanced systems like the Ops Trust system are still pretty much out of scope because it's too technologically advanced. So we should stick to the mailing list. And in our particular case, its usage depends on two things. If you query if you send an email on the list, but you don't really need to do that because you get the information that you need through these regular emails. I think the only thing we can do at this point is to somehow check if emails start bouncing.
Yeah.
That's what we can do. But that's only a signal when somebody has left the company. And if they change roles within the company, then that's more difficult.
The other
question is, how many people are subscribing from...
An obvious question then is, how many people are actually subscribing from an address that's at the registry versus, you know, their personal Gmail address?
Yeah, that's also a good point. There are a few people, but it's not the, I would say it's a minority, but there's a subset of folks who do that. Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
I mean, potentially, actually, it makes sense if people subscribe from a different address, because if the issue that you're trying to report is, do you know that you've fallen off the internet or you've been DOSed out of existence, you can't initially reach them if they're...
No, that's true. Okay. I think that we need to give everybody an action point to, you know, come up with a proposal here, because we need to somehow get it in place. Do we have something like that? Do you have something like that for the CCNSO member mailing list? Okay.
Is it a mailman list? Or
it's a mailman list, yeah.
Yeah, so you could do a at least do a regular push out of please update. I mean, it's one way, and you don't know if it's going to work, but
it's
probably
at least it's something.
At least once a year or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
But that, at the very basic, if we get a bounce back for an email address for a CCTLD, we should email the other people to update their own TLD stuff.
Okay. I think how the IANA does it with us is that they send an annual, Happy New Year kind of message to the contacts in the IANA database who is. And if they get a no reply sometimes, or if the email is dead or bounced, they will contact us RVPs in the region to see if we can get some.
Oh, okay. That might also work. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. David, please go ahead. David, I understood you had a comment.
It was on the former sub. Out to .tv, Tuvalu.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
I didn't understand that comment, David. Could you repeat it?
It was on the former registry services, the Tuvalu.
Oh, okay.
Reaching out to get them on.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
So who...
Just making a few notes here, sorry.
Yeah. So who manages the mailing list bounces? Who gets those? Okay, so you are actually receiving those. Okay.
Okay, I think this is something that we somehow need to work out maybe in two or three lines of text on how to do that. I can draft a proposal there and share it on the list. Okay. All right, so that was on the process for updating contact information. Then agenda item number 6, I assigned that one to you, John. I'm not sure if you saw it, but I was wondering if at some point you could, you have an example of a security incident that you guys share with the larger internet community, if you could share that with this committee so that we have an indication of what they look like.
So I had a discussion with Jean-Jacques about how we're going to do interaction with ICANN, which is kind of related to this. And we discussed the idea of putting myself and Kim Davis on the list because I don't like the idea of one person.
No, that's done. We already did that.
And so I was expecting to see a initial you're on the list email, but I didn't get it. So I don't know if I'm not. So I'm actually going to go this afternoon and dig through my spam folders to see where it is. I suspect I got it and lost somewhere, and I'll reply to that first with an introduction of who I am and get Kim to do the same. Did Kim reply because he was going to do the same, so maybe neither of us got it.
Okay. What I will do as well is I will say we announced that you and Kim would be suggesting to add you on the list.
Yeah.
And we'll forward you that email.
Yeah.
So that you know what has already been said about you guys.
Okay. And
which was a lot.
A lot of bad stuff, I know.
A lot.
Then I'll start putting stuff together to put out there. We had a recent bug that was put out, the latest one, the Kuzminski, and stuff we're writing on that would have been a nice intro to say, hey guys, has everybody read this?
Like the GLibT stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's nothing.
I assume everybody's seen. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh. No, you should never assume. Which is exactly what this mailing list to me is about. So I was going to use that one as an introduction.
Yep.
So, hey guys, here I am. By the way, has everybody seen this?
Yeah.
Maybe relevant.
Yeah. Right. So Kim, is John on the list?
No.
He's not?
No.
Oh, not yet. Okay.
That's why I didn't say it.
Yeah. All right. No, what we did is we sent an email on the list saying that, okay, we're proposing to add Kim and John to the list, Kim Davies. And if there was anybody with any objections, they should respond before ICANN55. So we haven't received anything as far as I know. So,
admin, Kim Davies.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
So for the record, there were no objections, and we're going to add John and Kim to the list.
Also known as nobody reads that mail.
Yeah, that could indeed be proof that nobody is reading the mail or that it's not getting to anybody if nobody objected.
Okay. Well, we're not going to assume that. Excuse me?
If you want to moderate it, then be able to post and the list
itself? No, they should be able to post to the list. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, thanks, John. If you could share that example along with your introduction, that would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll try and do that. Let me know when I'm added.
I'm assuming I'll get a message from mailman saying I've been added.
Yes.
Should do.
Thanks.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, as point six of the agenda, there's a walkthrough of the slides for the CCNSO Members Day on the Tuesday. We've already discussed them on the mailing list, so I expect we can go through them relatively quickly. So let's do that now.
I haven't seen them yet, so I may edit his
performance.
But there's too many leaves on the owl.
Too much discussion of the owl so far.
All right. So any comments on slide number one, John?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a very Eurocentric map you're using.
Is it? I think I pulled it off the ICANN website somewhere.
Yeah, that's somewhere.
Okay.
We use the Eurocentric map.
Okay. Okay, so this is a brief introduction of TLDOps, what it is and what we do. And there's one open question, which is that we have liaisons to ASSEC and ICANN security team in the committee, but the goal was also to have somebody from IANA in there,
like
Kim.
Maybe.
But
as an official...
It wasn't really officially confirmed yet, I think. Did you ask Kim? So you asked Kim if...
I talked to Kim. He said he will be on it.
You volunteered, Kim.
I volunteered, Kim, but I went down to Kim's office and said, Kim, I'm about to volunteer you to do something. And
But does he also know that he's going to be in this committee?
I didn't know he was going to be in the committee. If you want him in the committee, we'll just tell him and he'll join.
Okay.
Let's hunt him down.
Because I think that's important, because if we have ASSEC in here and we have security team in IANA, then we have all the relevant liaisons for this group.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, oops, sorry about that. I'm lost now. I should go to the next slide, but how do I do that? Oh. Yeah, I got it. So I'm just going to, I'll check that later. I wanted to recolor it. Okay, I'll do that offline. Oops.
Who else is going to see these slides this round, this meeting?
Excuse me?
It's not really an important thing. Who else is going to see the slides at this meeting? CCNSO, I'm guessing.
Yes, CCNSO at this point. I have not scheduled any other presentations. Do you think I should have?
No, I was just wondering, sort of, you know, whether you should edit it now or edit it later, whatever.
Yeah, I'll do it later on. It's a 5-minute piece of work, so, yeah. Okay. So, again, one other slide on the TLD Ops mailing list. So what does it do? Basically, there are automated emails and the sharing of security alerts. I think these are the two main messages on this slide. This is the updated stats of the membership of the list. So we currently have around 60% of all CCTLDs on the list. So this is ASCII, by the way. And IDN, we're at 61%. So that's all in all, that's pretty good, I think. And as you can see, the most challenging regions are Africa and also the Asia-Pacific region, and LAC also, those three, I think. Yeah. So this is using the ICANN definition of region, by the way. Yeah. So this is the progress since ICANN 54. Basically, three things. We added CCTLDs, we updated the leaflet, we extended the TLD Ops Standing Committee, and we're working with the regional VPs to get more CCTLDs on board. So challenge one. Challenge one was we formulated two challenges for the standing committee, as you know. The first one is how to facilitate sharing of security incidents on the list. This challenge we addressed by working with ICANN and requesting them, in this case John and Kim, to package security alerts and put them on the list. One question I had there a couple days ago is, we first initially said that this was only going to be green and white messages, green and white in terms of the traffic light protocol, but then SIDN, the company I work for, put a security alert on the list that was amber. So then I thought, okay, do we still need to require that the list only carries green and white information? So should we extend it to amber, perhaps?
Use TLP, that's it.
Because we said that somewhere, that usually the list is being used for green and white sort of information.
So almost nobody other than in a really small community understands TLP. And even in a small community, most people don't.
Okay.
So I don't know if that actually answers your question at all. But
if you're going to use TLP, you're going to have to spell it out. What do you mean? You can't assume that you cannot assume.
If you're going to use TLP, we're going to have to spell it out because you can't assume these people are trained.
Perhaps we could summarize TLP into like three sentences and stick it in the footer of the mailing list so that people have a reminder.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Well, we have that on the leaflet, for instance.
Yeah, but it's not in the in the actual mail that's being sent out.
So we should copy-paste that as just reuse.
Yeah. Can you perhaps do that, Jack?
Copy-paste?
Yeah. But it also requires an update of the messages that we send out, so we need to interact with Fred on that.
We have multiple messages to change.
Yeah. But we need to do that anyway, because I also noticed that in terms of the messages that we send out, we also need to change the subject of the message. We had a discussion on that because the subject right now looks too much like a reminder of just another email list, and people just delete them because they get five at a time and because they're subscribed to multiple mailing lists.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that goes pretty...
Yeah. The rest of the month I get something like 200 of those.
So we should stand out a little bit by changing the subject line. And the other thing, that there's an email that I received that says, best regards, CC NSO Secretariat, and that should, of course, be TLD Off Standing Committee. Yeah. So I requested Fred to change that, but he hasn't responded yet. Okay. I'm making a note here. Okay. So I'll change that later on. So that's one part of the sharing challenge, so to speak. And the second one is how do we get integrated into the operational processes of CCTLD operators, right? We need to end up on checklists somehow. So if there's an incident somewhere, then somebody should know, I should also send a message on the TLD ops mailing list. And we had a discussion on this during our last conference call, and we really didn't have an idea how to do that, so we proposed to basically just consult with the community if they have any ideas.
Yeah, and the real answer is just be relevant. Right, if we make the mailing list relevant by doing this kind of thing on there, people will follow. You can't just tell them that they need to do this because they won't.
No, that's true. But we can at least ask. Maybe there's a few ideas that come from that. Yes?
So, I mean, my employer sees a number of DNS hijackings. You know, we see kind of like one every month or so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's acceptable sort of stuff to post to the list. Like, hey, folks, just so you know, there was a DNS hijacking attack at Blarg. Perhaps you might want to make sure that you're not vulnerable to the same sort of stuff. We usually don't get any actual useful data back from the registry. Actually, the registry usually says it was the registrar claims it was the registry. Somehow it gets fixed, but nobody will actually say what happened. So I don't know if that's a useful thing to post, but maybe just making people aware that this sort of attack is happening.
Yeah, I would say that raising the awareness is already an added value.
Yeah.
So I would really do that. If you can do that, it would be great.
Yeah.
Part of the concern is that there is some naming and shaming, like google.bd gets hijacked every 3 months or so. So, you know, I don't want to embarrass anyone by...
I think it raises...
Okay.
I think this is... We want to raise awareness that it's possible and that, you know, these are real issues that people see and you need to take care of that.
Yeah, I agree.
There's registry lock services. Maybe somebody's going to say, you know what, you should get registry lock to make sure that those certain domains don't get hijacked.
Or not run your entire registry with a big PHP front end, which, you know, hasn't been patched since.
So, if not on this mailing list, then where? Right? To me, that's exactly what this mailing list is for.
I totally agree, So could you somehow get this done, Warren?
Sure. Part of my other hesitation was, you know, that's wearing a Google hat, this is wearing a different hat, so I didn't want to be crossing the streams, but sure.
Yeah. Because I also had a chat with the folks of NLNet Labs, and they have a tool that monitors problems with DNSSEC delegations, and Jaap Akkuijs is going to be talking about that tomorrow at the Tech Day. But perhaps this might also be something that we want to share on the list if there's any problems with broken trust change or something like that.
Yeah, and different hat, because I've got a DNSORG board seat as well. DNSORG also has a not particularly brilliant tool, but they do have a tool that monitors all the TLDs, and I get a feed from that, and I get hundreds of issues every day from CCTLDs, some of them very minor, but every now and again there's big thing. So maybe making people even aware that that service exists.
Yeah.
I think if you guys have that kind of issue, then also needed our help as RVPs to reach out, please do so if we needed any help in the region.
So this DNSORG feed, would you be able to somehow post it through? So, you know, pick out the important ones, and would that be...
It's a bit of a nightmare at the moment because I'm getting the entire feed for every single thing, but I might be able to have one of my guys work on do things.
Nagios?
It's a Nagios feed with all the plugins in the back. It's called TLD Mon. So it all does sort of the red, orange, green thing, although there's no reds because if you did red, then somebody would get upset.
Mm. There's red. Is it red? That's not good. No, that's orangey.
That's red.
I know, it's kind of pink. It's kind of pink.
Salmon. It's critical.
Critical.
John, if you could ask somebody to do that, maybe just once a month or something, that would already be great.
I get thousands and thousands of alerts, so I'll look into it. I can't promise because I've been meaning to do that for about 2 years, and every time I look at it, my head hurts.
But I think it's also about showing the CCTLD community that this list is there and trying to encourage everyone to share the alerts that they are aware of.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get somebody at TLD
At OARC to do it. I was thinking about getting one of my guys to do it, but I might get
somebody at OARC to do it. Okay.
It's kind of their tool.
Yep.
So maybe an action item is to build a list of tools that are public domain, and then send a notification to the list, you know, security-wise, this is all the tools you should look at where TLDs are being monitored, because there's different tools, right?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So if we compile this and then not give the output of the list to the mailing list, but the list of the tools, that'd be useful.
Yep. Would you be willing to do that?
Another action item.
Okay. All right. So enough on this one. So this was our first challenge on the sharing of security alerts. And the second one is the discussion that we had is on should we or should we not include the gTLDs into this endeavor. So I basically did a quick analysis on the number of TLDs. So there's currently, when I made this slide, it was 75% of CCTLDs on the list. And then there's 1,500 new gTLDs. So if you do some calculation, then there's going to be 1,000 TLDs to be expected on the list. And also, if you look at this website called New gTLD Stats or something, I forgot the exact URL, but there's 38 RSPs for 918 new gTLDs. So you could also expect roughly like 65 new TLD backend operators, and they are probably going to be the ones on the list, I assume. But the our admission procedure goes through the thousand, because that's the way we designed the admission procedure initially.
It's definitely per TLD and not per TLD operator.
It's the way we designed it was per TLD because we focused initially on CC TLDs. Yeah. So for this, that doesn't really scale to the gTLD space. Warren, please.
I mean, it feels like the gTLD and the CCTLD communities are very, very different.
Yep.
And so maybe, you know, having a separate list for the gTLDs with a different admission procedure, which is, you know, backend operator, because they're the ones who I think we actually care about. And many of the cases, the TLDs are just sort of, you know, purely an administrative thing with no...
That's also what it says on the right in the table. It increases the heterogeneity of the TLD ops community because, as you said, both are... Yeah. I tried to formulate it somewhat politically. So my proposal would be to, this is at least what we discussed during the last conference call, to ask the CCTLD community if they would have any objections against opening up this initiative to the gTLD space. And if they don't, then we need to think about how to do that. And one of the possibilities is to go through a procedure that Warren just proposed. So assuming that the audience raises their green flag, my proposal would be to continue as follows, to do not change the TLD Ops Standing Committee structure until ICANN 58 so that we have some stability in carrying out this task, and to request ICANN to allocate sufficient time and to actively promote the TLD Ops mailing list in the new gTLD program. And then if we get everything in place, start adding gTLDs as of ICANN 56. Sort of. Habibu, please.
Don't you think ICANN 56 is too soon?
Yeah.
Because from Warren's idea, it's like having two lists for gTLD and for CCTLD. And I had a feeling that they would have operated for some time before merging them together.
And to add to this, 56 is supposed to be a really policy-oriented meeting.
Oh, right.
As opposed to...
not operational
stuff. So I don't know if whether they appreciate having all the operational stuff come in or not. I know our guys... Like meetings coordinators are trying to be very strict about that, because it's supposed to be 4 days, and we've been told come hello high water it won't stretch, so I expect it'll only be like 10 days long or something.
Okay, maybe we should, maybe I should just remove that here.
No, you can...
Oh, yeah, I'll turn it off. Sorry.
You can just mention that, start adding the GTLDs. It looks like a discussion, sort of, not really adding the GTLDs to the list. Yeah. So the word start adding GTLDs maybe should be modified, and start thinking of adding.
Okay.
Because if you say starting adding, it means you are starting to implement.
Yeah. That's what I meant, because I thought, let's be optimistic here. But okay, so let's start that.
The discussion.
Yeah.
Because all we're doing here is... So all we're doing here is propose an ID. So the next meeting should be accept the ID, and then after that, the next meeting would be start implementation.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, I'll change that in the slides. Yeah. Okay, thanks. So then a few words on the TLE Ops Standing Committee. So we still have a vacancy for somebody from the Asia-Pacific region. And also I got a call from Bart Boswinkel that he told me that we have a mandate until ICANN 55, which is this ICANN, of course, so that we should propose to stay on until ICANN 58, and then probably everybody will agree to that. This is a matter of procedure, I understand. Okay. It wasn't really on...
Adding people to the committee at this meeting as we stand down.
It wasn't really on my radar, to be totally honest, but he kindly reminded me. And then I think that in a year from now, so this was just thinking out loud here, this last bullet. In a year from now, so ICANN 58, I think we should also start, we should also think about when we declare this initiative a success or a failure. I mean, so in a worst-case scenario, we don't get any new CCTLDs on the list and nobody is sharing anything, any security alerts, and then at some point you will need to call it a quits and say, okay, we lost, and this is not going to work. So in my opinion, we will need to, at least as a standing committee, set some targets for ICANN 58. For instance, in these kinds of terms, like, okay, we want to have 80% of CCTLDs on the list, and we want to have, on average, one security alert a month, although that's difficult to manage. But
we can make some.
Yeah, could try that. Abigo, please.
I think the critical issue here is to encourage the CCs to communicate those alerts or security issues, because I remember if a CC, they do have different perspectives in terms of sharing these securities. It's not quite easy for someone who doesn't understand well the reason for this list to communicate that my CC had this issue, security issue, you see. Most people would like to keep quiet so that they are not exposed to the community that they had a certain incident. I remember what happened with the DNSSEC with my neighbor, how the issue is, how the situation is. They didn't want everybody to know.
Mm.
So we need to have more awareness to the community, CC community, to share that information.
Yep.
And if we do so continuously, I don't think we're going to fail.
So with .ca, we do a lot of surveys with our end users, with members, with everybody. So maybe we should send a survey before ICANN 58 to all the members and have a couple of good questions, like, are you aware of the mailing list? Do you use a mailing list? Do you find value in the list?
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. And then having a metric, this is where we can have a metric. The number of people that actually respond to the survey is a good indicator of if it's used, and then we have other metrics that we can track.
Yeah, I agree. That's a better approach.
Yeah, so I would say for talking to the CCNS, so et cetera, just say that we're going to do an assessment and that we're going to figure out which are the right tools, rather than say exactly how we're going to do it, because that way it gives us time to figure it out.
Um,
Just going back to the point on the vacancy for the Asia-Pacific region, do you guys have anyone in particular, or should we recommend someone?
If you could recommend somebody, that would be great.
I think we should approach the New Zealanders who are always turning up at ICANN meetings. I don't know. They could be.
Oh, you could add Jay. I just talked to him. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, or somebody like Hota-san. Hota-san?
From JP. We can find someone.
Yeah? Okay. Okay. Thanks for that.
So
thanks for that suggestion.
So we take it as an action point. Who does that?
No.
No.
What about the next time somebody runs into one of the New Zealand folk or JP folk? We just poke them and say, "Hey, do that."
Yeah.
So we all have an action point. Woohoo!
Yeah. Well,
I'll
We should not have too many. We should decide who we want to invite.
But you need a technical person, right? Also, it's not.
Yeah.
We should ask.
Jay.
The first. Every time we see Jay for the rest of the meeting, we're going to poke him.
Bug
him. Join.
Yeah. We're going to bug him. Yeah. All right. Okay. So I'll modify the slides according to your feedback. And then the last slide, I think. Yes, the last slide is the objectives until the next meeting. Well, of course, increase the number of CCTLDs on the list. I just set a kind of an arbitrary goal to 185, which is a plus of 14 from now. Get the list to be used more often through the through ICANN security alerts, so that should also be doable. Develop a procedure to update contact information. Well, we just talked about that thing. I think we can also do that. And then also find a representative from the Asia-Pacific region. That should be
between brackets J.
Well, he's not going to like that.
It's good for New Zealand because they have the Pacific this side and Asia this side, so they're in the middle.
Okay, so that was my last slide. So I'll change it the way that we talked about today, and then excuse me. Yes, I will. I just marked it red. No. I just marked it red because we needed to talk about it. That's all. Yeah.
I just emailed Kim telling him to be volunteered. He's not responded yet.
Okay. Thanks, John. Oops.
He said it's okay. So I said it's a steering committee or whatever it's called. And I corrected it's a standing committee, although we're all sitting down. And as long as there's no steering.
Okay. So I think, Kim, could you add Kim Davies to the TLD Ops, the standing committee? Now I get confused. Thank you, John.
Can I have a request, like, as of today, the amount of, which CCTLDs from which regions are not on the TLD list rather than us going through and trying to harvest it from your list?
No, actually, there's a link on the website.
Then I'm not. Okay.
There is a link. Okay. If you click on it, you get a table that shows per region which CCTLDs are not on the list yet.
Right.
Yeah.
I know your region, so maybe
you
have it.
Yeah.
If you just Google
for
TLD
Ops,
it's the first link.
Yes. Okay. And then the second section, members, at the end, it says the list of CC who have not been subscribed. Click here.
There's a PDF.
So I think that it's going to get increasingly hard to add new people because it seems like there are a lot of people who just don't participate at all. And so, you know, the 185 we could probably make, but after that it's going to get increasingly
hard. It's
going
to get more difficult, yes, I know.
Yeah.
Oops. Okay. So the summary for the community, that's agenda item number 7. I'll just make a draft summary again after this meeting, just to organize my I need to organize my thoughts a little bit before I can do that. And I'll share it on the list for you guys to provide feedback on. So that leaves us with one agenda item at the end, the any other business. Maybe we can make a quick round. Ali, anything?
Just Ali, you must understand my English because I can't speak well, and I speak slowly. And I think the problem we have that you must share this to all people, to all community. But some community doesn't understand the English. So I propose that we make our presence in the different, even in the region. For example, this slide. We will present in the CCNA SODE here. But if, for example, in the Africa we have even, we make have for French, slave, this French. Donc, so we can have a draft, and we will have a discuss on the group to share all people can understand us.
Yeah, what we could do, Ali, I think that's a very good suggestion, actually. What we could do is ask ICANN to translate the leaflet into French and maybe also into Spanish, because we
I would say all the ICANN/UN languages. Okay. I was just going to suggest, if you tell me, make sure your paperwork is how you want it, because it's going to be an expensive thing, and so that it's right for us. Have somebody do a quick check, make sure it's good, get it to me. I'll put that action item on me, and I will talk to our translation people.
Yeah. Okay, so then I think what we should do is have another look at the leaflet, because I think just to double check that everything that we want in there is actually in there, and maybe also remove a few things like the TLP codes, or explain. No, okay. Okay. Well, at least have everybody has a look at it and provides feedback on additional items that should be in there. It should be able to still be on one page. And then we just send it off to John for translation into French and English and Spanish and Chinese and whatever else.
What I'll do is I'll take it to our translation people and say, do your magic, all your languages, please.
Okay.
Why would we pick languages? I mean, that
good.
Never works.
Yeah.
You always upset somebody if you pick.
Yeah. It's an excellent suggestion, Ali. Thank you very much. Very good. Yeah.
Thank you.
So I got a question. So our main page TLDOps, if you click translate this page to French, how's the multi-language functionality of that? Does that work?
I don't know, right? You speak French?
No, I mean in all the other languages. Okay. That means if we put our page as a PDF, the leaflet, if it's available as a PDF here, then we can use the ICANN tool to translate to all the languages.
I don't think it translates PDFs.
Or if we put it text, then we could save as a PDF in all the translated languages. Know what I mean?
I think it just runs it through Google Translate. Microsoft Translate. It's never going to work that.
You ran it through Microsoft Translate. That's kind of strange. Okay, guys, let's finish the any other business.
But it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Thanks, Ali. Abibu, any other business? No? Sabe?
I think you might have to revise the Asia-Pacific list. Let's see some. The region of Asia-Pacific, is it from the CCNSO regions or?
It's from the ICANN regions, right, Kim?
Okay.
You took the ICANN regions. Yeah.
American Samoa, even though it's geographically in the Pacific, it's counted as Northern America.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I see Djibouti here. Djibouti is in Africa, right?
Yeah.
So it's in the AP list as well.
But I would very much like to avoid a discussion on who's in which region. I just want to take a region and use that.
This is why I ask it that we have a list different member from a different region, Africa, Europe.
I didn't understand that.
Now, what he was asking or suggesting is what has been presented, that they have been grouped as by region, so you can easily concentrate on your region.
Yes.
It is already covered.
Okay, John, anything else?
No.
Warren? Jack?
One last item. We have around 320 people on the list. subscribe people, and the quality of the data, we should look at it. Because if you take the email, you copy the list, you paste in Excel, and you comma separate the data, some of the fields are not right. So it's hard to figure out TLDs and stuff, so we should review the format.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Some contacts don't have TLDs defined, CCTLDs defined, so we should review that and make sure that the quality is good. We put the comma in the right place.
Yeah. So do we need to talk to Fred about that? Because that's his script generating that information, right?
It's the data that's stored in the contact details, right? So we should go through. There's about a 50 to fix. So we should manually fix that somehow.
Are you going to need help with that?
No, if he's sending the list, I'll fix it.
But do you know who belongs to which?
I can see the list.
Stuff, okay.
Yeah.
If not, just hand me down.
Okay.
I'll help.
Okay, thank you.
Because there are some here that aren't in the list, though. Don't worry.
Which list?
Okay, good point.
The member, the subscribe list. So every month, every twice a week,
that
the email.
That list.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good. There's some.
Okay.
It should be perfect. The same.
Thanks, Jack. I only have one thing, which is this session is it's always marked closed on the agenda, and I would propose to remove that and just have it an open meeting.
I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I see no point in having this meeting closed.
No,
apart
me neither.
Apart from, there's one issue with that. We're going to need a much bigger room.
And one that can be found.
And one that can be found, right. And that may make it harder for us to meet if we decide.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be much bigger, but something this really small.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I'm not letting you do it. No.
All right. Well, then we're done. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, David, if you're still online.
I am, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, once you take that closed off.